Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the incredible Mr. Aaron Zommers. Great to have you on the board, Mr. Zommers. And it is Wednesday, hump day, July 5th, 2023. Welcome into a Wednesday edition, the day after the 4th of July, July 5th. Mr. Zommers is truly incredible because not only is he still here doing our show this afternoon, he started out early this morning with, our first guest in his Wednesday crossover, the host of Up North News every day, Monday through Friday from 6 until 8, and happened to be a birthday boy a couple of days ago. We celebrated on his show earlier, Pat Kreitlow. Welcome in. How you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling good up here. Thank you again for being part of the surprise. Yeah. Hopefully the late fireworks you have down by you, courtesy of Mother Nature, aren't more than what they dished out last night. You know, we had a little bit of thunder and lightning in the afternoon yesterday, but still managed to get in most of our fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you segueing into that. Just for our listeners I know we're across the state, but for those listening in southeastern Dane County, so that's kind of Madison, down towards Stoughton in that area, and then up towards Columbus in that area, there are some severe thunderstorm warnings out right now, set to expire at 1:30 this afternoon. So if you are listening to us on WMDX here in Madison or perhaps WISS in Oshkosh, be aware that there are some severe weather reports of, I believe, up to quarter-size hail in Fitchburg, just southeast of Madison or southwest of Madison, and headed towards the east at this time. So if you are in the WMDX Madison area right now, over to Columbia County, so southeast Dane over to Columbia, be aware. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1:30 this afternoon. Pat, we could use the rain, but not the hail.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what everybody's hoping for, is you just minimal to no hail and keep the rain coming at a pace that doesn't do flash floods and isn't too little too late. You know, there are a lot of farmers hoping that we can Goldilocks this thing throughout right. The coming couple of weeks.
It's going to be tough. Speaking of tough, other breaking news besides the weather at this hour, Pat, in the last hour or 45 minutes or so, Governor Tony Evers has announced that he has signed now the budget that was sent to him by the Republican legislature, the state budget. However, there are 51 partial vetoes, as you well know, being a former legislator. The governor of Wisconsin has one of the most liberal veto pens in the country, made some significant vetoes with his pen. I know you've been following this, Pat. You've been retweeting it on Up North News. Give us a couple of highlights, if you'd be so kind.
I would think that the biggest highlight, other than him signing it after a coalition of 15 different groups all but begged him to veto it,
right.
But what he did with the partial veto, because it is such a complex tool so unique to Wisconsin, is that he took that tax cut that Republicans want, that was overwhelmingly geared toward the super rich, and he nixed that.
Right.
And so there will still be tax cuts, but instead of giving away like half of the surplus, like $3.5 billion, it's about $800 million now in tax cuts, not so much geared toward the top two brackets, which is why the governor said in his message that he gave this basically an incomplete grade and urged the legislature to come back in. He said, now, look, there's going to be extra money here. Mm-hmm. Let's do something about child care. Let's do something about, Medicaid or the worker shortage or what have you. Now, there's no guarantee Republicans will do that at all. I would say they won't, at all. But maybe if education and child care advocates continue to put pressure on Republicans, that could happen. Other minor, or I should say not minor, but lesser things compared to that, is through a partial veto, he retained or protected 188 different DEI positions throughout the UW system that Republicans wanted to cut. It still includes the $32 million cut that Republicans wanted, but yeah. The jobs themselves are protected for the UW in case they want to do that. Let's see. There's also, again, through the interesting use of the veto, there's now a per pupil increase. State aid comes on a per pupil basis. There's now going to be a $325 per pupil increase for schools every year for the next 402 years.
Mm-hmm. 402.
And again, 402. From now till the year 2425, there is at least a $325 per pupil increase because of the way he can use the partial veto in the bill.
For a second, I thought I fell asleep and was having a fever dream.
No. It's very true. And one last thing. Again, they killed the child care counts program, Republicans did. And their response, instead of $340 million in grants, was, well, we'll put $15 million into a revolving loan fund. Well, Evers was able to strike revolving loan fund, and now it's $15 million in grants to make child care more affordable. Not $340 million, but at least you could salvage $15 million of it.
Pat, I know you got family in town. If you can give us maybe five more minutes on the other side of this break, because you had a great you have a great program every morning, but you had a really great guest this morning. And I want you to kind of pick up on what some of your guests this morning said in regards to public education, because this is something we've kind of talked about on our show. I think it's so important for people to understand that although, yes, there are historical increases or money in public education, there are still a lot of districts in this budget, Pat, where it's going to be incumbent on the local school board to either cut things like high school sports or raise taxes locally.
Yeah, we had a really nice discussion with a woman who is brand new to the Bristol School Board in Kenosha County. And she was able to talk about, you know, the things that motivated her watching what Republicans had been doing. And she said the more she learned about the school funding system, the more she realized how skewed it was, you know, basically harmful toward public schools, because you have a Republican-controlled legislature for a dozen years now, openly hostile to public schools, siphoning money away from public schools to go to private, quite often religious schools that can discriminate, that don't have any better educational track record.
More on the other side. Stay with us, Pat Kreitler, on the other side, Todd Allball Show and Civic Media. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:15 across the state of Wisconsin on a Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, along with our producer and engineer, the incredible Mr. Aaron Zommers. We have our friend Pat Kreitler and colleague from Up North News every morning, 6 until 8 a.m. with us, staying past the break. We appreciate that. And as per usual on a Wednesday, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Trigvi Olson, senior strategist and advisor to the Lincoln Project, Wisconsin native and Green Bay Packer owner. Gentlemen, before we get into our weekly discussion, want to update our listeners in the Madison area and also kind of towards the Fox Valley area. A couple of severe thunderstorm warnings to report to you on WMDX here in Madison, just south of Madison. I have a severe thunderstorm warning that is set to go until, well, that was just about to expire now, but there's also one over towards Watertown, to the east of Madison, east of Sun Prairie. That one going to 145. High winds and hail expected with these storms. Some of the places, Oconomowoc may be in the way of that storm, Beaver Dam, West Bend, and ultimately Fond du Lac. If you're in those areas, just be aware severe thunderstorms are headed your way. According to our staff meteorologist, Corey Hartman, some power lines are also down right now in the Stoughton area. So if you're in Stoughton, here in Dane County, be aware that driving conditions may be hazardous and be aware of things on the roadway. So as we said before, need the rain, don't need all the severe weather, but be aware if you're in the Dane County and Columbia County area at this hour. Before the break, Pat Kreitler, talking about your show this morning, great guests on public education. And I want to make this clear, and Trigvi, hop in anywhere you want. But Pat had this great guest this morning talking about although the budget that Tony Evers signed about an hour ago includes increases for public education, there's a lot of places, like out in my neck of the woods from southwest Wisconsin, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, who are going to see perhaps close to $500,000 shortfalls moving forward. And the choice is going to have to be either cut things like your high school sports, or the voters are going to have to approve higher tax increases, Pat.
And the woman that I was talking to before I lost track of time there, who's on the Bristol School Board, she noted that one of the first things she learned was how the school board members are set up to be the bad guys, mm-hmm. you know, and that they're the ones that have to ask, even though it's the legislature that is really tying their hands, which is really, you know, siphoning, you know, money off the top of their budget to send to these other schools that aren't nearly as accountable or transparent. So you understand why so many people really wanted Evers to lay down a marker this time mm-hmm. and say, look, you know, yeah, there's some good things in there, but we want you to go big. We want you to force this. Well, I was part of a legislature that tried to do the same thing in 2007 when Democrats had the Senate, the Republicans controlled the Assembly, and a certain faction of the Senate Democratic Caucus wanted to force the issue and push through this plan that had been designed called Healthy Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The Republicans held firm, said, no, we're not taking on any kind of health care reform. At first, most Democrats were like, fine, let's have that fight. Mm-hmm. By November, everybody had pretty much, you know, it was a war of attrition, and Healthy Wisconsin did not go through, but other, you know, agreements were made. And so I understand the weariness of why people wouldn't want to start another veto, long drawn out budget fight. But, you know, I do feel for them because once again, they're watching a Democratic governor sign a budget that is woefully inadequate. But as long as you've got a legislature controlled, you know, through gerrymandering, I don't know that there's much more the governor can do.
Trigvi Olson, you grew up in the River Falls area, went to school in Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it. Western Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin is going to be vital to whoever the candidates are in 2024. Why is it the Republicans just, I mean, I was talking to my former boss this morning. And why are Republican legislators in rural areas seemingly committing political suicide by forcing their own residents to raise taxes on themselves? When Pat and I talked about this before we came on the air. Guy, you know, Bob Lang, who should have a statue up in the state, the director of the Fiscal Bureau. I mean, we're going to try to get the numbers from him, but ultimately there's still going to be millions, if not billions, in a state surplus, but yet we're forcing rural folks in Wisconsin to raise taxes on themselves to have a football team.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. So I don't know about Pat's friend who's on the school board. I have a really good friend who's on the River Falls school board. And while I was back, he was explaining to me River Falls and Hudson, right, have become suburban Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't true in 1993. And everything is set based off of 1993. And so you have a disparity between Hudson and River Falls, which have both become suburbia, that the River Falls School Board's hands are tied by the state of Wisconsin. On top of that, but from a political standpoint, what I will say is, you know, he's your basic Chamber of Commerce Republican who's just getting fed up with this. Mm-hmm. What I think has to happen is, you know, the Republicans who are on the school boards who are having to get stuck being the ones raising taxes mm-hmm. need to rise up and say enough is enough and start educating the taxpayers who are Republicans that the narrative that it's Democrats who are sticking you with these tax increases and that it's somehow the state legislators, the Republican state legislators who are trying to stop it, that's balderdash, because it really, really is. They're just mm-hmm. passing the buck.
I mean, isn't the narrative from Republicans, guys, to agree or disagree? I mean, Voss and these people are going to say, oh, we put in record amounts of money into public education, and if they can't watch their budgets,
we've been doing this for forever. It goes back to Newt Gingrich, right? Saying, you got more money than last year, and right. us having to explain how inflation works, right. that they get the talking point of, we gave you more money than ever, record amount of money. Yeah, if it's a dollar more, it's a record amount of money, you know, but if inflation's more than a dollar, spoiler alert, it is, you didn't give them more money. You cut them even further, and this now marks, what they say, the 16th budget cycle or 16th year that mm-hmm. that school district spending or state aid from the state to the school districts hasn't kept up with inflation, which means that a graduate this year, class of 2023, their entire young years, educational formative years, have been watching Republicans cut, compared to inflation, what they invest in them, do nothing in terms of the scourge of gun violence that's plaguing, and then see a cut to the UW system. Hmm. Why wouldn't they get a message that says, let's go see what's in Minnesota or Illinois or everyplace else? And then you've got, Voss and Scott Walker and others, you know, putting up sarcastic tweets about, oh, nobody wants to go to Illinois. Like, look at the numbers. Look what you're doing. You're killing the next generation, and you won't even invest in affordable childcare. The least you could do to help address this labor shortage. They're sending all the wrong signals yet again.
Trigvy?
Yeah, I mean, Pat's going to set me off about Scott Walker again. Here's the thing. The whole woke den of indoctrination line that he keeps talking about at UW is just ridiculous. He sent his own kid there. In fact, if you get a Christmas card from Scott Walker, you see how proud he is that his kid graduated from the UW. And that might be some kind of Freudian thing that he's got going on, but about his kid graduating. But the bottom line is what they're doing. Here's the thing that people need to think about. They need to watch what they're actually doing themselves with their lives versus what they're saying, because it doesn't match up. And therein lies the cognitive dissonance. I think it's good that Evers, he shouldn't be afraid to remind people that using, and Republicans in particular, that aggressively using a line item veto, the precedent was set by Tommy Thompson,
who himself
made the state, some of us would argue, better in many ways by using it.
And he had the Vanna White
political fights about stuff that mattered.
And he had the Vanna White veto. he could literally veto letters to create new words and new legislation.
But what he did with that? It was less about the policy. It was about building narratives. He sat on the deck of my parents' house going on and on about, I rewrote the laws. It wasn't about what the laws actually said. It was about the narrative that he could build, that he was standing up for people.
Before that, Pat.
And Evers needs to do that. He needs to get out around the state. He should be on Green Bay television tonight and Wausau tomorrow and Superior and anywhere and everywhere. Quite frankly, he should be on Civic Media.
He really should. I can think of two shows right off the top where he ought to show up this week, and not just hit it once or twice, but again and again and again and again, because we all know here that's how political messaging works. It's not till the 10th, 12th time when you're sick of saying it that a few people are hearing it. You can't call a special session. They gavel in, they gavel out, and then let it drop. You've got to come at this over and over again. And if you don't have a billionaire backing that messaging, then you hit the road and you do it yourself.
It needs to be wrapped in a narrative. Really simple.
Yes.
I am standing up for property taxpayers across the Wisconsin and the kids so that they can have the kind of education that they deserve. And oh, by the way, we need them to stay in state.
Before I let Pat Kreitel go on, Trigvy, sort of continue on with this as per usual on a Wednesday, but I want both your reactions to this. Last week, some people may have missed it with the holiday, Wisconsin Election Committee Administrator Megan Wolf, essentially her nomination was pulled from committee, for lack of a better term, through some creative and some would argue illegal procedures in the state Senate last week. Now they're wanting to bring it forward to essentially vote it down, even though the same strategy of staying in office after your term expired benefited Republicans, and the conservative Supreme Court of Wisconsin said so with Fred Prynne. Here's the question to both of you. My feeling is the new strategy by mega conservatives or hardline Republicans, Republican leadership, is now to go after the institution of elections themselves, moving into 2024. Pat, what say you?
That'll be one narrative of it, but I'll tell you the narrative that I think will work more successfully, and I don't know the dollar amount off the top of my head, but how many times have Republicans forced taxpayers to use private attorneys because of lawsuits that they got, that they got dragged into, that they caused? If they try to illegally replace Megan Wolf as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, that's going to be yet another lawsuit. It's going to be yet more taxpayer money on top of what Gableman wasted in his fake election probe. At some point, those dollars have to be added up and used as a club and help people, again, understand that much like the voucher money, these guys got no problem spending your money. They love to talk about fiscal conservatism, but they're happy to waste your money over and over and over again. And trying to illegally replace somebody like Megan Wolf is only the latest instance.
Trigvy, 45 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the attacks on the institutions and the politicians who know better that are doing it, because they're afraid of their base, because they haven't been speaking the truth to their base, that Donald Trump lost because of an undervote, in the state of Wisconsin. A whole lot of people didn't vote for him, and a whole lot of Republicans crossed over. Same reason Tim Michaels did. But they don't want to admit that because they're afraid to speak the truth, because for them, being in office is more important than actually standing up for democracy.
An undervote hurts. It does, because we've lived it with on our side of the fence with Hillary Clinton, that many people stayed home and led to some of the abhorrent things that have come out of the U.S. Supreme Court lately.
Or voted for Jill Stein.
Yeah. But you have to at some point just own that and move on and stop trying to use that as an excuse to lie about your level of support. Hillary Clinton did not have that level of support. So get a better message, get a different candidate, and move on rather than attacking the integrity of our already good and solid elections.
Start every morning 6 until 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network with a cup of Joe and a cup of Pat. That's Pat Kreitlow every morning. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great day up there at Lake Wasota, and a belated happy birthday.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Back with Trigby after this on the other side of the break. This is the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:33. It is Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. As per usual, on a Wednesday, Wisconsin native, Wisconsin Green Bay Packer owner, and for these purposes, importantly, political strategist now with the Lincoln Project, Trigby Olson. Trigby, thanks so much, as always, for taking Wednesday with us. New Marquette Law School poll out. We've had him on our show here with you a couple of different times. Yep. Professor Charles Franklin, great guy. I think it's one of the most legitimate and well-respected polling firms in the country right now. Marquette Law School poll last week came out showing Ron putting fingers to Santas. And I'm not a big name caller, but I just think that putting fingers is important that people understand the man eats like a Neanderthal. Not just pudding, but like mashed potatoes and spaghetti. I mean, so Ron putting fingers to Santas is up on Trump in Wisconsin as we speak today, according to the Marquette Law School poll.
Yeah, I'm not surprised actually about that, given sort of the nature of the Wisconsin Republican Party and the two pieces of it and how the, you know, so Ted Cruz won Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a set of, part of the Republican Party is very pragmatic when it comes to their choices on this kind of stuff. And then part of it is pretty much out there MAGA crazy. Right. And it is true that unlike Michigan, for example, or Arizona, and I end up getting to all these places for points of comparison, in those states, the crazy has completely taken over. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, you still have, you know, apparatchiks of the establishment like Brian Schimming, who pay lip service, or I would put Robin Voss in this category, end up appeasing that wing. Mm-hmm. But they still really deep down opine for the good old days of when, you know, Tommy was governor, or right, maybe some of them Scott Walker, although God knows why.
Yeah. Right. And to your point, both of us being former Republicans, both have gone to countless number of Republican state conventions. And we saw this in our day, right?
I mean, when we were allowed to go.
Well, yes, we're not allowed to go anymore. They don't want us there. And all we want to do is say hi. We're just, you know, a couple of children.
You're right.
But we used to see this kind of the quote unquote crazies. There'd be a half a dozen of them, and they'd come to the, you know, women's prayer breakfast on Sunday, and people were kind of polite to them and kind of laugh behind their back. But now it seems like the party in Wisconsin is taken over by these people. And to your point, there are people like Brian Schimming and others who know better, who know that's not real Republicanism. And yet, rather than speaking out, they just appease them. And I just don't get it, other than do you think they know that their ideas can't connect with 50% plus one of the voters in the general election? And so they need these crazies to have a chance with the base. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the base, the radicalized base, we just released a big survey at the Lincoln Democracy Institute on political extremism and radicalization. I mean, the number of political extremists is, you know, a majority of Republican primary voters fit the psychological definition of political extremists. Now, there's a lot of them on the left, too, but within the Republican Party, you have this radicalized segment. that's, you know, 25-26%. So DeSantis being up doesn't surprise me, because here's sort of what I think DeSantis is trying to do. He's dumping out the rhetoric of, and, you know, for example, his ad, which I think we're going to talk about in a minute. But then behind the scenes, he's saying to donors, well, you know, I was always with Paul Ryan on stuff when I was in Congress, blah, blah, blah. In a state like Wisconsin, you know, DeSantis and Trump, I can see that being pretty head to head. But the truth of the matter is, in.
Standby, Trick V. I think you froze just for a second there. It's the gremlins. I think it's the Republican gremlins don't want us to talk to each other.
Seems that way.
We'll see. Trick V is literally frozen in time right now on my screen. It's like a sci-fi episode or something right now. we'll reestablish contact with Trick V in just a second. But yes, to Trick V's point that, you know, the DeSantis team is trying to get this rhetoric out there. Of course, Ron DeSantis, I believe it was in Wausau that he was at a Lincoln Day dinner, had, you know, several hundred, I believe, at least a couple of hundred attendees, 250, 300 people there. And the fact that he's been on the ground, right? He's been on the ground in Wisconsin. I don't know that Trump has really done a lot of rallies as of late to be on the ground here. And I think that Wisconsinites, to a large degree, and to like their like to vote for someone who they've seen, who they've shaken their hand. That's just the matter. It doesn't matter, especially when it comes to a national candidate. Generally speaking, both Republican and Democratic, the candidate who spends time on the ground in Wisconsin does the best. So we shall see on that. We're waiting for, power went out, Trigvy's place, he says. Back on in a second. So we're waiting. See, hopefully nothing, might be the storms. By the way, for those of you that, I know, those who live in Dane County, southeastern Dane County, Columbia County, be aware that we are under a severe thunderstorm warning, at least now for the Columbia area. If you listen to us at WMDX Radio here, just kind of refreshing my app with the severe thunderstorm warnings on it here. I have that up in just a second. But if you listen to us on those platforms in Madison, be aware there are some severe thunderstorms too in the Watertown area. I think that was going to 145 this afternoon. I'm just going to double check it here. Yes. So right now there is a severe thunderstorm warning for the Watertown area. That now going until 2 p.m. So if you're in the Horicon area, if you're in the Hartford area, these storms will be tracking near you, just south of Beaver Dam right now. But Watertown, Horicon, Hartford, even West Bend, be prepared that you have a severe thunderstorm warning headed towards you at this hour. As we said, need the rain, certainly, but do not need all of the severe storms.
Yeah, and, park in your garage if you've got one.
Right? Yeah, always a good thing. Again, love to hear from you at this hour. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. If you'd like to weigh in, waiting for Trigvy to get back, 844-967-2789. What do you make of this whole thing of Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, and DeSantis being up on Trump right now? What are your thoughts on that? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on a Wednesday afternoon here on this 5th of July. When Trigvy rejoins us, we're going to play an ad for you. And this ad was retweeted by the DeSantis campaign themselves, also a PAC, a political action committee that supports him, apparently came up with this ad. In all my years in politics, over 30 years, I've never seen an ad quite like this. And we're going to play it for you in a few minutes. And Mr. Zomers, you saw it, and your first reaction was what?
Oh, well, my immediate reaction was to text Todd and be like, where did you find this? This doesn't look real.
Right?
It looks like a bad meme. Yeah. It has a lot of meme images in it, such as you may have seen. There will be, let's just say, hot dogs and hamburgers. There'll be two things, and it'll say the average hot dog fan and the average hamburger enjoyer. And on hot dog fan, it'll have this picture that's all blurred out of some guy screaming. And the other side is this like black and white photo of a like super edited jacked dude with this enormous jawline and a like perfectly
right
like
very buff guy.
Yes.
So what the ad is meant for is targeted towards the mega extremists and the worst of our society. because it's an anti-gay, anti-trans ad. And so it starts out with Donald Trump from the 2016 Republican convention saying that he pledged at the time from the podium at the convention to support LGBTQ plus rights. And so DeSantis in this ad shows that clip in a negative way. In other words, how dare Donald Trump say this? And then it moves through with all these, am I too far in saying this, Mr. Zommers? I would say homoerotic images of you know, basically just, I mean, it's weird. For a guy who's trying to, you know, as a gay man myself, usually it's the guys who, you know, really are, go out of their way to make sure that you know they're straight, quote unquote, they're hiding something.
Yeah, that's,
I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's part of that meme, is that right? They're very, like, sculpted men in a very right. particular way.
Yes. And DeSantis shows this in this ad because what he's trying to do is say, I'll be even more anti-gay, more anti-trans, more masculine, more straight than Donald Trump.
Yeah, and it's next to a bunch of pictures of him with laser eyes and a bunch of headlines of, like, Ron DeSantis is destroying trans people.
Yeah, I mean, he has said this, right? I mean, Ron DeSantis wants the quote-unquote extinction of trans people. I in 30 years in politics plus, I've never heard a candidate for national office use the word extinction.
Calling for genocide is pretty serious.
Right? I mean, even David Duke, for those of you who might be too young to remember, David Duke, I believe from Louisiana, former KKK head or leader, ran for office Republican in the 90s. Even David Duke never called for the extinction of anyone, at least not directly, right? As one person who commented said, they've just taken the masks off. They're not even pretending anymore. What do you think of that kind of extremism? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789 will make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. An ad that calls for the extinction of human beings. I've never seen it. Gonna wait and see if we can trick you back before we play it for you. Let you listen to it. Decide for yourself. But I've never seen anything like it.
And can you hear me?
Yeah, there he is. He's back, just like
Magic. I'm back. Sorry, we got thunderstorms going through, and
apparently they reach all the way from Watertown to D.C.
Apparently so. I don't know. All of a sudden, man, my world went dark.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I appreciate you making the effort to get back with us. While you were gone, we were just talking a little bit about the poll a little bit more, but also transitioned in, and I mentioned this ad. I kind of set it up a little bit, this DeSantis ad. And again, this, Trigvy, was originally put up by this DeSantis PAC. Am I correct in saying that? And then retweeted by his war room. So
correct.
Mr. Zommers, you have it queued up. And folks, I'm sorry to make you listen to this, but I want to make sure that you know what's out there. Let's hear what this goofy ad says.
I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens.
If Caitlyn Jenner were to walk into Trump Tower and want to use the bathroom, you would be fine with her using any bathroom she chooses.
That is correct.
In the future, can transgender women compete in Miss Universe?
Yes.
Make America great again.
All right, stop it right there, Mr. Zommers. Stop right there. So the setup was, because you can't see it obviously on the radio, is you have these clips from Trump in different interviews where he allegedly, or not allegedly, he did say it, he basically is supporting LGBTQ people. He didn't actually do that once he was in office, but they're showing this in a negative light. Okay, here comes Puddin' Fingers. Go ahead.
Psych!
All kinds of male homoerotic images right now. Greasy Turkish men, buff men, laser eyes, weird headlines going on right now.
I can't
European.
Think of anything more horrifying.
Yes. It really has shut down drag.
Just produced some of the harshest, most draconian laws that literally threaten trans existence.
Congratulations, Ron DeSantis. Mission accomplished. You win.
more homoerotic images. This sounds like a club at Boys Town, by the way.
It sounds like an underground club in Bulgaria or a taxi cab in Romania.
And we said this before you came back, Trevi. I mean, they use the word, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're using the word extinction now when it comes to trans people in the United States of America. The DeSantis campaign using the term extinction. I said, not even David Duke. You know, the former KKK leader Republican never even used the word extinction.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. This is a really slippery slope, right? Regardless of what your opinion is on issues.
I'm going to stop you right there for a second because we've got to break them out. I don't want to interrupt your train of thought. So hold that. We're going to get Trigby's reaction after this. Stay with us. This is not Boys Club Dance Party. This is the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock across the state of Wisconsin. As per usual on a Wednesday, Mr. Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, Wisconsin native and Packers owner, joins us. Despite the thunderstorms, nothing will keep him from being on our show, and we appreciate that. Before the break, we played you this atrocious Ron DeSantis ad. Trigby, in all my years in politics, I've never seen anything like that, where he's literally going after trans people's existence.
Yeah, I mean, it's demonization. It's classic demonization. It's classic, which is demonization is part of the cycle of political extremism, and demonization gets used to demonize other groups, to create others, to target politically extreme people at, you know, their fears, right? I mean, the truth of the matter is, I think there's an element on the right. Somebody was saying this to me today, and I think it's really sage, that was really unhappy, just as there was an element of the right that was unhappy about Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. There's an element of the right that never really fully accepted the marriage equality decision, mm-hmm. and they are now out to try and make people as afraid as possible of trans people, of the LGBT community. But they're trying to do it in a way that if you just go to most Republicans, mm-hmm. most Americans, and try and demonize gay people, it doesn't work because right. just about everybody in America, probably everyone in America, knows someone who is gay. They have family who are part of that community. They have friends who are part of that community. And in some cases, they've seen how not... how in the years when we tried to stifle it and force people to deny who they are, it created all kinds of problems for people that they love and care about, right? And so what they're trying to do is take a sliver of that. So it's pedophiles, it's trans people, and mark my words, they're going to try and take that and apply a much greater segment of the population. And I'll be honest, you know where I've seen this stuff?
Where?
I've seen this stuff done by people like Vladimir Putin. There are no gay people in Russia.
Right.
Alexander Lukashenko. All the opposition is homosexual advocates.
Yep.
Because they're part of the gay community. That's what he says. It's just the worst.
It's right out of the authoritarian fascist playbook, quite frankly. And for those that might not have ever been in a proper gender neutral bathroom, because there's a couple of places in Madison. Here, let me explain it to you. Ever been to a country music fest in northern Wisconsin or western Wisconsin? And you go and there's a big line of stalls, or they're like in a horseshoe shape out in the field. And then you wait your turn, you go in the stall, you lock it, you use it, and you come out. And then there's a common sink where you all wash your hand. Guess what? Those are gender-neutral bathrooms, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, I can definitely say experience I've had in a gender-neutral bathroom has been that I go in and I use the bathroom and I leave.
Right.
No. I go in, I use the bathroom, I wash my hands.
Okay, very good.
I note the other people who didn't wash their hands and make sure not to go near them, and then I leave.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's It's ridiculous. We'll talk more on that later.
It is, and it's such an attempt because they know they're losing. You know, exactly. It's sort of like race. My kids are completely blind to race. They just are. They don't see people that way, and that is how America is becoming as it relates to LGBT issues. And so what are they left with trying to create fear? And the truth of the matter is, I can't think of for the life of me of the name of the rock venue that's just north of Milwaukee where I used to go see bands occasionally, like Motley Crue. But I'll tell you what the gender neutral bathroom was there. It was the woods out behind the entrance. Yeah. No one seemed to complain about that.
Right. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We just got another text from somebody from Milwaukee, the same person who asked another question that we will have to get to at some point soon. That they're using, I'm going to clean it up for radio a little bit. The gay trans community is like 10% of the population. If you don't want to have sex with a man, then don't. It's that simple.
I guess that's true. And, you know, I mean, as a gay man myself, I mean, no one's out to get you or to convert you. I mean, it's tough enough the way it is. Why would you want to make it, you know, any harder on yourselves if you're a gay person? Most gay and trans people just want to live a normal, quiet life and want to go watch the Badgers or the Packers and eat ice cream and shop. You know, that's pretty much, you know, there's no agenda out there.
No, and you know, the truth of the matter is that in the 1950s or 50s, that people want to go back to this idyllic life. Oh, there were no gay people then.
Right.
Of course there were gay people then. And went back. But the other thing is that because they weren't able to be out living their truth, you ended up with it just, we're going to hide anything bad that happens. And right. That was true far more, you know, I think about something that happened where I grew up with a male teacher and female students, and it just got brushed under the rug.
Right.
Like the reality is today we're far better off when people can be open and live their truths, and people who do bad things, whether they're heterosexual, homosexual, the children or otherwise, they get held accountable.
Yeah. One person, Monroe, listening to us on WMDX says, I can't tell you how many times I've been out drinking and there's a long line in the women's bathroom and I just use the men's.
I've seen that happen a lot. Yeah,
that's a great point. Let's go quickly. Mark from the SAC, I always appreciate you listening. Mark, really appreciate you calling. I got about 45 seconds here. If you can make your point quick, I'll let Trigvy respond.
Yeah, does anybody remember the program Ally McBeal that was on quite a few years ago?
Sure.
Now, but I mean, but they had gender-neutral bathrooms there. They just had stalls. They went all the way down to the floor for the doors on them.
Right.
And we're all adults here. I mean, but God's sake, people are going to the bathroom to go to the bathroom.
Right.
99.9999% of the time, that's all they're interested in going to the bathroom for.
Exactly right.
These people are asinine that they're in that kind of meltdown over it.
I always appreciate it. Mark from the SAC, really appreciate up there, prayer to SAC. Appreciate you calling in, Mark. Trig, we got about a minute and a half left here. I'll open it up to you however you want to end the show today.
Well,
I mean, we've had a lot to talk about today. It's been a little,
and we didn't if you knew what was going through my head after Mark and DeSac, I'm thinking about Lambeau Field and how they used to just have the trough kind of bathrooms in the men's room, and now they've gone to urinals.
Right? It was the same way at Camp Randall.
Why they made that upgrade, I don't know. It was kind of better. But it was a lot faster.
Right.
I mean, I just think, here's the thing, is that we should encourage people to live how they are. And honestly, I think about why I became a Republican long ago and why I'm no longer a Republican. And really, it comes back down to the idea, I really don't like people in government I didn't want Ted Kennedy and a bunch of left-wing people telling me what to do and how to live my life and how others should live their lives. And I really don't like Scott Walker or Greg Abbott or any of these people trying to tell my daughters how to live their lives. Just, you know what, like, embrace what God's made. Lots of different colors of humanity.
Perfectly said. Trigvy Olson, Lincoln Project. Thank you so much, my friend. See you next Wednesday back on Hour 2 after this.
Yeah.